Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC podcasts are supported by Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, New Jersey, providing comprehensive centers in cardiovascular services, interventional radiology, and cancer care. More information at www.holyname.org.
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and live online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. In a few moments, we'll be speaking with T-Bone Burnett, singer, songwriter, and producer of some of today's biggest musical acts. But we're going to start today by looking at one of the hottest American music festivals around. Literally. The Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival takes place in the Southern California desert and draws more than 100,000 people over 2 days, despite its remote location and temperatures that sometimes top 100 degrees. The 7th annual Coachella Festival kicks off tomorrow with a slew of indie favorites like Massive Attack, Franz Ferdinand, My Morning Jacket, and this band, Deerhoof. But then there are two names you might not expect to find there, Madonna and Kanye West. Is the Coachella Festival in danger of losing its indie cred? In a moment, we'll talk to a band that's very much an indie act, but to start, joining us on the phone is Jonathan Ringen, an associate editor at Rolling Stone. Jonathan, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, how are you doing?
The curious bookings of Madonna and Kanye, I mean, that hardly seems the way to win over the hipper-than-thou crowd at Coachella. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I mean, if you look at all the bands further down on the bill, this festival still has a ton of hipster cred. But, you know, the festival's been around since 1999, and as it's grown, as, you know, these things kind of tend to do, it's become more mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just become way, way bigger. You know, 100,000 people were there last year, so you'd expect that they're, you know, part of the attraction have been, you know, really, really big bands. Like last year, one of the headliners was Coldplay, who are about as mainstream a band as you can get.
So it was this sort of thing. Was it inevitable at some point when the Coachella Festival began to establish a certain reputation and a certain kind of critical mass of people showing up there in the desert that this was going to happen?
It kind of feels that way, you know. I mean, like you think about other kinds of festivals that are, you know, that have had the same kind of evolution, like the Sundance Film Festival. People are always complaining that it's become this very mainstream, very kind of Hollywood thing, and something similar sort of happened. But I mean, that said, there's still a lot of great young bands and sort of cool bands on the bill. So,
mm-hmm. And is that what makes Coachella unique?
Well, I mean, I think it's a couple of things. One is, you know, this like really gorgeous desert setting, which makes it a more mellow concert than you expect, considering that there are 100,000 people there and, you know, acts like Madonna. You know, people are really like happy and kind of well behaved, and that kind of grows out of the very beginning of the festival, which in 1999, it debuted just a few months after the disaster that was Woodstock 99,
mm-hmm.
And sort of as an alternative to that.
So the idea that a hot, remote location might actually appeal to people, I mean, it seems to appeal to bands, too. Why do you suppose they're drawn to Coachella?
Well, I mean, the part of what it is that there's been a rise of European-style festivals in the U.S., and a lot of these bands are used to going to Europe every summer and playing these big festivals for a lot of fun. They get to see, you know, other bands that they like a lot or people they know. And so, I think that for them it probably feels like sort of like summer camp or something.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is it just feels special, you know. When you get a critical mass of really good bands, it feels like a very big deal. And I think that's something that's got to be fun to be a part of.
Now, in a sense, is Coachella sort of a victim of its own success, because it seems to have spawned a number of other festivals that are now giving it some pretty stiff competition.
I think that, you know, the festivals are really pretty geographically isolated from each other. You know, they're really far from each other. So you've got, like, the Bonnaroo Festival.
Which is in Tennessee.
Right, which is in Tennessee, and actually has headliners that feel more like the headliners you'd expect for Coachella. Beck and Radiohead are headlining that festival, which has a reputation for being sort of like a jam fest.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. And then you've got the Lollapalooza Festival, which started last year, and this year has expanded to 3 days, and is actually the biggest of all of them. I think it's this, like I said, this is a kind of way of going to concerts that's been really popular in Europe for a long, long time, and is just really taking off here.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Jonathan Ringen at Rolling Stone magazine about the Coachella Festival. Just to clarify, Jonathan, when you said Lollapalooza started last year, you mean it sort of restarted?
Yeah. It was reinvented as a 2-day, and this year 3-day festival in Chicago, mm-hmm. and which is cool, and it's cool because it's actually in Hyde Park. It's like in downtown Chicago, A park in downtown Chicago on Lake Michigan.
Right. Now, the Coachella Festival has done a pretty good job of rediscovering or actually reuniting bands from, say, the 80s.
Sure.
Anything
like Bauhaus last year.
I'm sorry, who?
Bauhaus reunited last year.
Okay. And, of course, the Pixies toured through Coachella last year, too. Who's this year's big comeback?
Is there one? There isn't a big 80s band that's reunited. I mean, like, Tool... Who haven't played in a while. I mean, we're a very big 90s band, and we're actually the headliner for the 1999, the first Coachella, are back as one of the headliners this year. But there were rumors that there were going to be these incredible reunions, like the Smiths, which would be, like, you know, the coolest reunion ever.
Right.
And Smashing Pumpkins were rumored to be reuniting for Coachella, but I don't think anything like that's happening this year.
Mm-hmm. So what about, we've got this festival, Coachella, in the desert there in Southern California this mm-hmm. weekend, but also opening this weekend is the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival,
yeah.
the so-called Jazz Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this being staged is not just a festival, but an actual revival of a city and a culture
yeah.
and all that kind of, how do you compete with that?
Well, I mean, again, they're geographically... they're really far from each other, and the other thing is that they've got like a very different vibe and very different lineups. Like, you know, in New Orleans, the headliners are Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan, and you know that's going to attract a different crowd than a festival that's got bands like, you know, My Morning Jacket and Animal Collective and
right.
The Walkman.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with Jonathan Ringen, associate editor at Rolling Stone magazine, about the Coachella Festival starting tomorrow at in the South California, Southern California desert. Jonathan, thank you very much for being with us this afternoon on Soundcheck.
Oh, thanks so much. My pleasure.
The forecast for Sunday at the Coachella Festival, 97 degrees. Still, it's on track to be a sellout. 50,000 plus are expected each of the 2 days. And next, we hear about an interesting twist on this year's Coachella Festival. This music you're hearing is by a band called the Octopus Project. They're from Austin, Texas. And they won a spot at this year's Coachella Festival after one of their fans entered the group in a contest sponsored by MySpace.com. Entered the group unbeknownst to the band themselves, apparently. Joining us on the phone is the band's drummer, Toto Miranda. Toto, where are you guys right now?
Right now in Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay, so the van's all packed and you're ready to head out west?
Yeah, that's the story. I had a first show of the tour last night, and we drive out to California today.
Okay, now tell us how the whole Coachella thing happened. You guys, you didn't know that you were being entered in this competition, this contest?
No, we had no idea about it. The first, at some point while this was going on, apparently Coachella added us to their top eight, their favorite friends on MySpace, and we thought that was cool, and maybe... you know, that we should try to apply to play, but it seemed totally unrealistic, so we kind of forgot about it, and then a couple months later we got an email that we'd been officially invited, and it was a total shock.
So Coachella has a MySpace page. I guess you guys must have one too?
Yes.
And how much of your fan base would you say you've sort of accrued online?
Well, it's taken off in a way that I don't think we ever could have foreseen. It's like thousands and thousands of people now. It's kind of expanded in a really incredible way that I think has exposed us to a lot of people that we wouldn't have reached otherwise. It's kind of a separate community from the kind of folks we'd reach otherwise, I think, and so it's been really incredible.
Mm-hmm. Now, the fan who entered you guys in this competition, do you know who that person is now?
No,
really?
I don't. I'm not sure if it was one person or several people, but as far as who actually put their got us up for this thing, we have no idea, but we're very grateful to them, whoever they are.
All right, well, but it was the folks at Coachella who took a look and said, hey, yeah, they belong on our festival. Now, you know, some writers have been saying that maybe the festival is losing its edge, but, you know, it seems like they're I mean, putting an ad basically on MySpace, that's kind of an edgy way of going about it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so, but besides which, I'm totally thrilled about getting to see a lot of the bands that are out there. I don't feel like it's getting boring at all.
Right.
It seems like there's an awful lot going on.
Well, that's what Jonathan Ringen of Rolling Stone was just telling us, that, you know, for a lot of the European festivals, bands go there because not just to be seen, but also to see a lot of their favorite musicians in action as well. Who are some of the people that you're looking forward to seeing this weekend?
Wow. Deerhoof, definitely. Walkman, pretty excited about them. Geez, I don't know. There are so many that I kind of go through the list, and by the time I get to the bottom, I've forgotten who was at the top.
All right, we're speaking with Toto Miranda from the band The Octopus Project. You guys just performed at South by Southwest, right? In Austin?
Yeah.
So how does, there are all these different festivals now that a band can play in. How does Coachella stand out from the crowd?
Wow, well, I mean, it's just kind of got a rep as the coolest thing going on, and justifiably so. I mean, I'm absolutely thrilled that I even get to go, much less have a chance to play. I think, like he was saying earlier, just the setting and the quality of the bands that are out there makes it seem like a really singular event.
Right. So Sunday, folks go out there in the desert in Southern California, and they see a program with Madonna and Block Party and Massive Attack and The Octopus Project.
The Octopus Project.
That's pretty cool. All
right. It's pretty intense, yeah.
All right, Toto, I guess you guys have a long ride ahead of you, but thanks for joining us this afternoon, and have fun out there.
Thanks for having us.
Toto Miranda is the drummer from the band The Octopus Project, who are taking part in this year's Coachella Festival. This is Soundcheck, and in a moment, producer T-Bone Burnett performs some of his own music live in studio, and then later, choreographer Richard Move explains how he managed to get the great Mikhail Baryshnikov to perform the role of Achilles in high heels. This is Soundcheck. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Every day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other podcasts at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.